Hey, we're going to continue the hour by talking about an ongoing exhibition at the Ackland Art Museum. It's been ongoing for a while, but you've only got a few weeks left to head there and check out Drawn to Life, Master Drawings from the Age of Rembrandt in the Peck Collection. This is an amazing collection of drawings from Rembrandt and a whole bunch of other artists. It's open now through the end of the year. You've got until December 31st to check it out. Absolutely worth seeing. This exhibit is going to be leaving the Ackland and going to Amsterdam to the Rembrandt Museum as soon as it's done here. So this is an internationally renowned exhibition, and it's free to check out at the Ackland for the next few weeks. We are joined in the studio by Dana Cowan, who is the Sheldon Peck Curator for European and American Art before 1950. Sheldon Peck is the namesake of the Peck Collection, which is where all of these drawings are located. Dana, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So for those who haven't gotten the word yet, what's the rundown of this exhibition? We were talking before we started. I got to see it for the first time over this past weekend, and it really is amazing.
Yeah, it's an incredible show. It features over 70 of the drawings that were part of the Peck Collection gift that was given in 2017 by Sheldon and Lena Peck. And these drawings for the show in particular are the 17th century Dutch drawings, which is really the core strength of the collection. The collection also includes drawings that are Dutch and Flemish, 17th, 18th, and 19th century. But for this show, we're really focusing on the Dutch works of the 17th century. And as you said, I mean, it runs the gamut. We have some big name artists in the show, like Rembrandt. So we have 5 Rembrandt drawings, which is incredible. Landscapes by Jan van Goyen, Jacob van Rijsdael, which are very well-known artists, but also lesser well-known artists. And this was a strength of Sheldon's, to be able to locate drawings of very high quality by artists that even Dutch art historians aren't as familiar with. So it's a really incredible show. I would suggest people to come if they haven't already seen it.
And the artistic skill on these drawings sort of manifest themselves in different ways. Like, you've got some that are just incredibly well detailed and designed. I'm thinking of one that's, I think it's just a tree, and it's just like the most incredibly rendered, detailed tree, like shading and ink wash and everything. And then right next to it is a Rembrandt drawing, which is clearly just a sketch, but he brings this person to life with just like a few lines on a page. So it really runs the gamut.
It does. And there are so many different functions for drawings. So artists would use them for sketching, as you mentioned, to work out concepts and ideas, and for finished drawings, so autonomous drawings that they could give as gifts or sell on the market. And so in the show, you will see lightly sketched, quickly sketched pictures. You will also see more finished drawings. And so you get a sense of how Dutch artists are interacting with the world around them. And I think that's an important thing to note, is that they are looking to the natural world for inspiration. They're looking at the landscape, the beautiful Dutch landscape and the trees. They're traveling to new places like Italy to get inspiration and to see how light shifts down in the south. And they're looking to everyday kinds of activities for inspiration. And so there is everything that you could possibly think of in this show.
Some of them living vicariously through friends of theirs who had traveled to Italy, right, and came back. Like, this is reading the descriptions of some of these pieces are really cool too.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing because, you know, the scenes of Italy were so popular, mm-hmm, and you have artists that go down for maybe, you know, a month. They might stay for 10 years. They start making these very Italianate landscapes. And then because it's so popular on the market in the Netherlands, artists who had never been there start making these compositions and selling them and are very successful. So you get a nice storyline in that way, too, that people can be inspired by places they've actually never been.
Speaking with Dana Cowan, Sheldon Peck, Curator for European and American Art before 1950 at the Ackland Art Museum. Ackland.org is their website. We're talking about the Drawn to Life exhibit, Master Drawings from the Age of Rembrandt in the Peck Collection. You've got until December 31st to head to the Ackland and check it out. Who is Sheldon Peck? What's his story?
So Sheldon is a Durham native, and he is a double alumnus of the University of UNC. And he was a prominent orthodontist in the Boston area, as was his wife Lena Peck. And so he had worked with the museum for a long time. He had been on our national advisory board for many, many, many years, and he loved the Ackland, and he loved UNC. And so when he was contemplating where the collection should end up, he wanted it to go to the place where it would have the most impact. And in an age where you can view anything on the internet and see high-res images of things, he understood that giving the collection with a very hefty endowment to the museum would make the most impact not only on our students, which it has already, but also on our community. And through a website that we've built called peck.ackland.org, people can go online, actually, and see the drawings and ultra-high-res images with scientific imagery, like infrared, where you can see things that you can't see with the naked eye. You can see watermarks on the paper. And then you can get detailed descriptions of the drawings. So, you know, it's important for them to be here so that we can interact with them in person, but also you know, reach a broader audience.
Speaking with Dana Cowan again, we're talking about Drawn to Life, Master Drawings from the Age of Rembrandt in the Peck Collection, open now through the end of the year at the Ackland Art Museum. This exhibit's already gotten more than 12,000 visitors already, so it's very popular and absolutely well-deserved. This conversation presented by the Ackland Art Museum, by the way. Ackland.org is their website for more on the Peck Collection and everything else they've got in the general collection. Talking about Sheldon Peck, what got him into drawings in the first place?
Well, he and his brother Harvey had started collecting drawings over 40 years ago, and Harvey passed away untimely in an unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. And so Sheldon, you know, they had been collecting, and then he went to a seminar at Harvard and took it under a guy named Conrad Oberhuber, was an important art historian there at Harvard. And Conrad had put out on the table a number of drawings. One was by Rembrandt, and some were by his students. And he said, "There's a Rembrandt drawing here. I want you to pick out which one and tell me why." And I think
I do that with Mondrian. There's like a room in MoMA that's like with some Mondrian works and some by other artists. And it's like, I think I can pick out the ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this really piqued Sheldon's interest, especially as an orthodontist. He was very much analytical and thinking about patterns and structure. And so for him, the ability to be able to attribute a drawing to someone based on the strokes of their pen, the way they use wash or shading and that kind of thing, really appealed to him. And so I think from that moment, he was much more of a serious collector and looking for Rembrandt drawings, looking for Rembrandt student drawings and those types of things.
What about the drawings appeals to you?
I think the importance of drawings is that they are intimate. They're typically small. There's a lot of detail, even when it's just quickly sketched. And they're meant to be looked at over and over again, because you might see something the first time and then view it again and notice something completely different because you're just in a different mind frame, or it's just something that you hadn't noticed before. And that is the beauty of drawings. And so every time I go into the show and I interact with one of these drawings, I see something different and something new. And it's also great to go through the show with someone, with a friend, and actually have a conversation in front of the drawings and talk about what you see, because invariably someone will see something that you don't. And so this has been a wonderful experience for me, especially giving tours and talking with people, because everyone sees something different.
70 different drawings on display?
There are 74.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Out of how many drawings are in the collection overall?
There are 134.
How hard was it to narrow it down?
We decided, so my co-curator, Rob Fucci, and I decided to just strictly stick with 17th century Dutch.
Okay.
And so that narrowed it down for us a bit. And then we chose works that were the most interesting of, you know, some of very high quality. And there are a number of drawings in the collection that have more than one example by the same artist. And so we decided to choose the ones that went well with the other drawings and that kind of thing. So it was difficult. You know, the checklist took a long time to narrow down. We, you know, wished that we could have used all the drawings, but of course, you know, that's not possible. But I will say that the museum, I rotate a Peck drawing every 12 weeks in a permanent collection. And so that's called the Focus on the Peck Collection. And so I choose one or two objects from the Peck Collection and place it next to a work in our permanent collection, and try to come up with interesting conversations. So whenever you come to the museum, there will always be a pet collection object on view.
So they will all get their due.
Yes.
That's awesome. So I was going to ask, like, is there a 75th drawing? Like, is there specifically one that was the last one that was...
You know, we went back and forth on a couple of things, and I'm trying to, you know...
And it's a long time ago at this point, yeah.
To my mind, but I mean, there certainly was that last one that we decided to put in.
Speaking with Dana Cowan again, the exhibition is called Drawn to Life, Master Drawings from the Age of Rembrandt in the Peck Collection, on display now through December 31st at the Ackland, and then zipping off to the Rembrandt Museum in Amsterdam after that before coming back later. Between now and the 31st, any special events or activities related to this?
Well, there are art-related activities that are presented in conjunction with the exhibition, and you can find those on our website. There are also short 30-minute tours that we give on Thursdays and Fridays, and that will be until December 23rd. Mm-hmm. I will say that we did have an art and literature event that has sold out, but if you're interested in reading the book that we are reading, it is by Nina Siegel, and it's called The Anatomy Lesson, and it's about Rembrandt and his picture, his famous picture that he made when he first arrived in Amsterdam, called The Anatomy Lesson. And it's a good book to get into kind of the spirit of the Netherlands at that time period.
Love it. Again, speaking with Dana Cowan, and as we start to wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks should know about the exhibition or anything else going on at the Ackland during the holidays?
Yeah, I would just say that because drawings are light sensitive, they can only be on view for a short period of time. And so it is so incredible that we are able to have the show up until December 31st. And I encourage people to come because once they come back from Amsterdam, from the Rembrandt House Museum, we will have to put them in storage. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that students or people can call and make appointments to come and see them. I can certainly pull them out of storage and they can be used in classes, but they won't be on long-term view for a very long time. And so if you want to see them, if you're interested, please come down to the Ackland before the show closes. It'll be in Amsterdam, so if you're happening to be traveling to Amsterdam in the spring, it'll be up from March 18th to June 11th in Amsterdam. So if you can, you should see it there because they'll have it in a different format. So all the same drawings, but they're going to approach it from a different perspective.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Again, Ackland.org is the Ackland Art Museum's general website. Peck.ackland.org is the website specifically for the Peck collection of all of these amazing drawings. Drawn to Life, Master Drawings from the Age of Rembrandt in the Peck collection is the exhibition, open now through December 31st. Check it out at the Ackland, not to be missed. Dana Cowan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.